our Kuf Tzadik Bey is Sif Gimel. About halfway through my shiur last night, my voice conked out. The good news is I won't be singing for you this morning. If I will get speaking wise, we'll give it a shot. last time we learned. Pass this to the elderly gentleman there, please. There's only one someone stuck in here. That's all. All right. We learned Sif Aleph and Beis. I'd like to review because of what we're going to learn now. Sif Aleph and Beis, as a practical matter, do not come up that often. Sif Gimel occasionally does. We learned of a concept of Dam Chimud. Dam Chimud is bleeding, which comes from the excitement, not an excitement of an impending bia, but the excitement of an impending marriage. That's how the Chavos Das explain. We're talking about Chimud Nisuin, not Chimud Tashmish. So for Chimud Nisuin, well, if she bleeds, she's in the Dereisa. If she has a Hargashim, she bleeds. We're talking here about Chashash Darabanon of Chimud. So we actually had two types of Dam Chimud. Sif Aleph spoke about the fact that any time a man proposes to a woman and they agree to get married, she has to wait Shivan Nikiyim before she could go to the mikveh, even if she otherwise wouldn't have to go to the mikveh, which is not common today. Today, penuyos don't go to the mikveh. But even if, in the time they were tovel mishum tahara, she was tahar, she still needs shivan nikiyim because of dam chimud. Now with Sif Aleph and the mechaber of Sif Beis, and although there's an interesting question about Rus and Tamar, etc., it's not very negiah today. The Ramah in Sif Beis, and I guess we have to stress that it's a Shitas HaRamah, the Mechaber, and the Minhag HaSfaradim have no such daya. The Ramah said there's a second sort of Dam Chimud, and that is, after she went to the mikveh, she counted, he proposed, have a 3-month engagement, and she went to the mikveh. If it's more than 96 hours between mikveh and wedding, she goes to the mikveh, from Wednesday, Tuesday night, that means the Matzah Shabbos. The 96 hours, we tell women 72 hours, because if you do it 4 days, the 96 hours could be 97. Just anyway, we tell women 72 hours, they should go to the mikveh for 72 hours before the wedding. Getting married on a, whatever day it is, some women don't want to go the night before, because it gets late, before the wedding. So they go 2 nights before, 3 nights before. If they go more than that earlier, then we're chayshish for dam chimud, but a bedika is enough. Meaning, she goes to the mikveh 5 days before the wedding. So then, it's enough that she should do a bedika every day to be sure that there's no dam chimud. Now, bedika didn't help for Sif Aleph. When a man proposes to a woman, which says, b'feresh mechaber, bedika is no good. The Chavos Das said you would need a mechdachuk. But that's why I'm saying that the Ramon Sif Beis is a separate chashash of Dam Chimud. It's not the excitement of an initial proposal, but the fact that the wedding is coming. So there's a chashash that if the time builds up of Dam. So this is the Ramon's chashash. Again, it's a chashash for Nisuin. It will be for Tashmish, it will be harder. Because sometimes Chas and Kala are not able to do Tashrish the first night. We'll make Shilas if they have to wait another day or two. But it's Chimud Nisuin. And therefore, the Kala goes within 96 hours, or preferably 72 hours to the wedding, and Sif Beis is not so negeh.
Does the mikveh prevent Tashrish?
What?
Does the mikveh prevent Chimud?
It's a good question. It seems that the Chimud doesn't build up until after the mikveh night. Because otherwise, if it's a chimud for the wedding, it's when she goes to the mikveh, she's excited. So it seems that if she goes to the mikveh, that's the wedding. And then a certain amount of time, miyad, right? The Taz said even when you propose, like by Rus, it will be miyad, there will be no iser. So, yeah, right. That's when the excitement begins.
Contest means that somebody wanted to say 2 days before the chasmah, and then on the final night of the chasmah she didn't do beer, or 2 nights she didn't do beer. She had to bedika.
No, because it's chibud the suin, so it's nothing to do with tashmish. It's the excitement of getting married. So since once they get married, I hate to say, once they get married, the excitement's over.
Even if she was married before.
Yossi, why, Rabbi Yosef? I remember, I was about, how old was I when you got married? I was about 18. Rabbi Yosef told me a very wise thing. I don't know if he remembers it. In the 14th Avenue Tzire, he told me, tell me if I'm right, it's a long time ago. He told me, I think I know why they schlep out these long Sheva brachas. He said, a guy's dating, he meets a girl, he's all excited. And finally get engaged, excitement builds up. And engagement is exciting. The wedding's exciting. So you can wake up the next day, bang, the balloon is deflated. So they give you Sheva brachas, you're sick and tired of this already. And by the time you go back, remember saying something like that? Yeah. So by the time you go to regular life, so, you know, it's you're happy, you're ready to get to it. A very, very wise insight. But anyway, the...
Even
a second marriage. We're going to learn about that soon. Interesting case. And now Siv Gimel takes us to something that does happen. Im Dachu HaNesuin. We're talking now about a regular engagement. Everything's going well. And for one reason or another, they push off the wedding. There's a gigantic snowstorm in a century. And they decide they're going to push off the wedding. She
became an Avela.
That's Gemara's case. And they push off the wedding. So now, she didn't finish negotiating, right? So the Sheitel's not ready. So they push off the wedding. So now we have a serious problem. They push off the wedding, the snowstorm. They push the wedding 2 days. So now is the Adam Chimud over the new wedding date. That's what it talks about here. Whether we're Chayshish for Adam Chimud. So it's interesting that we're learning this Parshas Vayetze, because they have a kasha in Parshas Vayetze on the Yerushalmi. In Parshas Vayetze we find that Yaakov is surprised to find that he married Leah, and the arrangements are made Malei Shavu Azais, wait a week and then you'll marry Rachel. So Taisus in Mayakot and Davches brings from the Yerushalmi that Mekan Shei Marv and Simcha B'Simcha. Why do you have to wait a week? Why didn't you get married in the middle of the week? He said, "Mekan sheima arvin simcha b'simcha." Okay, we're going to learn in a minute that this dam chimut, when you cancel a wedding and then you make the wedding again, so there's chashash dam chimut. So maybe the reason Rachel waited 7 days mali shavu azayis was for dam chimut. What's the raya im arvin simcha b'simcha? Yeah, good kasha. What? Yeah, but she didn't know that Yaakov would marry her afterwards, did she? Maybe she did, I don't know. So we'll see, this kasha is in the Panim Yafais, the Balafla and the Chumash. Funny, he doesn't answer the kasha. He says, Yerushalmi says this, I can say a different shot. Why Mali Shavu Azayis? Chor it's a kasha in Yerushalmi. Lavan did not hold it mechamer. Okay, good. All right, let's learn. Let's learn the din and try to figure out. Imdochu anesuin. Machmas eiza siba. If a wedding is pushed off for one reason or another, afa pishi yasha shivnikiyim. She went shivnikiyim. She went to the wedding. Zricha lazar v'lei shev zayinikiyim v'litvah. She needs another 7 days, another mikveh, when they arrange nesuin. Even if she didn't miss a day, she did bedik every day. Loi mahani. This is the mechaber speaking.
Parentheses,
I suppose so.
If the Mechaber didn't, then you could say that was the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi helped like
Rachel helped like the Mechaber, not like the Ramah.
Right.
Stavakash like the Ramah. But anyway, So here it says, if you push off a wedding, you need Shiva Nikiyim. So of course, everyone's going to ask, how is it when they push off a snowstorm wedding for a day or two? It's hard to get Shiva Nikiyim into 2 days, even if you rush. You know, it's not easy. That was Miyad. So Miyad is 7 days is not immediately.
No.
Oh, I mean, that's why you need good. Right, that's why you need that's the Zerayah Simcha. So you could have done it right away. Very good. So you could have done it right away, because the Taz said that if it's immediate, it's good. It's good terrors. Okay, good. Okay, at any rate, we're going to learn now the Shach and Taz. Fascinating. There are a lot of variables in pushing off a wedding. There are three basic siurim of pushing off a wedding. One case of pushing off a wedding is they have this big fight, Loyalaynu, and they push off the wedding. They cancel the wedding. And then they make nice, and they schedule the wedding again. That zikha you need a new Shiva Nikiyim. If the wedding was cancelled, and now you're doing again, there's no shaila that you need Shiva Nikiyim from Shach and Taz. Shach and Taz both say, if at the time you push off the wedding, you immediately, the Shach says, because Mashasukum by Sinyan, they're talking about it. No one's talking about canceling the wedding. There's a snowstorm. They're pushing off the wedding for a day or two. If there never was a cancellation, it was right away, it was a postponement, and they would convey a new day. Shach and Taz both say you don't need Shiva Nikiyim. It's just an extension. You know, it's come to the wedding, it slept for 2 hours. So that here it slept for 2 days. So they both say that if immediately they reset, it's okay. Although the Pesach Tshuva, we'll see in the Chavis Das, says that's only if they don't have to start the preparations all over again. If they postpone it for 2 months, immediately, and they postpone it for 2 months. So I know such a case where right before the wedding, the chosan was found to have a certain illness that had to be treated, and pushed off the wedding for 2 months. So in such a case, the Chavis Das says you do need a new Shiva Nikiyim. But so I don't want to get to side cases. Just to start it again, the basics, and then we'll learn the Shach and Taz. If it's totally pushed up, canceled, and then they get together again, you need Shiva Nikiyim. If immediately they set a new date, you don't need Shiva Nikiyim. If they cancel the wedding, but they plan to reset it, but they don't get to resetting the date till a little later, that's the middle case, and that's the case they're going to talk about here regarding the Mechaber. Okay, and we'll see. The Shach is easy, and the Taz is a very, very interesting Taz. Let's start with the Shach, which is a simpler Shach Vav, and then we'll get to the Taz. Kishis Pashu La Seisa Nesuin Kosev Abach Pirish Adokho Nesuin Bistam. The Mechaber's case is where they pushed off the wedding b'stam, meaning lo yiskimu by sechal ezes man yanesuin. Ele amruk sheisvadu yachad, when they get together, ba'akshis pashu v'yashlimu, after they make whatever settlement they have to make, oz yikuz man l'nesuin b'zeh, chashinan dilmo le'aska adayta shetein nezeres yafa b'vdikasan. Maybe she wasn't careful in abdikas. Ma'akshani yadas kiviyas anesuin eine chasheshes ma'anach shem nekim arishayinim. Maybe she feels once it's pushed off, she'll have to start again. Aval, imatchiyam is man kfiyas arishayna, vakfiyas is man hasheni. That's important lashon. Hakol hoya ba'isei maimid, vasukim ba'isei inyan. Ein safik teitzach lazav lispa shev nikiyam achadash. Now get this. It means everyone's getting along. For one reason or other, they have to postpone it. Outside reasons. If, when they're sitting and discussing, pushing it off, they immediately set a new date, you don't need Shiva Nikiyim. If they decide we'll push it off, we'll meet tomorrow, we'll see the weather forecast, we're not going to set a new date yet because we have to see what's going to come next. If they do such a thing, then she needs a new Shiva Nikiyim. So it's important halacha to know before you get started, if lo yaleinu it happens, and they have to push off the wedding, so they should immediately set a new date. Even if the parents between themselves say, you know, tomorrow we'll see, But as far as the kala is concerned, which is the only thing that counts, the kala should, you should tell the kala, it's not tonight, it'll be 2 nights from now. It'll be 2 nights from now. Now, I'm not advocating pushing off weddings for these reasons. I'm saying if it happens. So then you tell her there's a new date. There has to be a sukkah by senior according to the shach. It's a very important rule.
Yeah,
we'll see in the Pesach. Okay, we'll see in the Pesach.
If the Chatan does not sure, we tell her that it's going to be.
There's a rule by weddings. We don't care about the Chas. The Kala, she's the one that has to have the Chibud. She's the one that has to know. Okay, it's like everything else with the wedding. It's. What? So we'll see in the Chavis Das. He doesn't say a week. We'll see. I just don't want to confuse him. We'll get to Pesach. Zok Tishach. Udoloi Kateres Zav. The first white line. Now the Lavush is quoted here a few places. Sheikh Mebezeb is for us. Ebeli Raya. Miu. In Metoich HaKtat. If they got into a fight. Chas V'Shalom. The Sparda HaKavila. The Shidduch was off. Uboi Saimamin Eskimo HaKal Elisa Yishacher. She said, listen, I prepared a wedding. I'm not wasting it. You don't want to marry me? She went out, found a different chassan, and she went, got married that wedding. Wow. So here you got this lady. The wedding is canceled. She decides I'll marry someone else at that day. She needs Shiva Nikim. Chaim, what do you tell me about the Shach? It's not like that Taz. Taz by Rus and Tamar said, if it's Miyad, the Shach apparently doesn't hold this way. Chavis Das also said that there's different views. It's just right. What? This is different. It's Isha, but Tamar was also Isha. It was also a new man. He never agreed to marry her. It was also. So at any rate, this is the case. Okay. So the shach is relatively easy. We have three cases. Totally cancelled. You need new shiv in the kiyam. If you set a new date, you don't need a new shiv in the kiyam. If you plan, they're going to get married. It's just postponed indefinitely. They'll make up when later. Then she needs a new shiv in the kiyam. As I said, it's important. People should know this halacha. That the Kala should immediately know that the plan is to get married and this and this day, she shouldn't need a new Shiv in the kiyam. Now, if it's more than the 96 hours, she needs new Bedikas. If it's within the 96, she does. Right. What? By Ishacher, because it's a different chimud, different excitement. It's a new excitement, so she needs Shiva Nikiyam. The fact that it's right away, the Shach disagrees with the Taz. He says right away is not ahead.
Let's take a serious, like they get a snowstorm. When the snowstorm comes, she doesn't know, they don't know when they're going to get a hole. It could be 2 days, 1 day, it depends when it's not available. So if Shach's Meisa, she doesn't know. So
they have to fool her. Backyard. They have to tell her that, listen, the wedding is for this day. They have to get in this halacha, unless they wanted to wait another Shiva Nikiyam. Otherwise, you do it. If you tell her, you tell her. No, but Chassidim, they have a minig based on the Tzanzarov, on the Devar Chaim, that a chatzitza, let's say a temporary filling. So Ramosha, all the Gedalia Paiskim most of the Gedalia Paiskim hold that a temporary filling, if it's comfortable, it's not a chatzitza. It's not. The Devar Chaim held that you give a 30 days man. Anything that's going to be there for 30 days is not a chatzitza. Anything within 30 days is a chatzitza. That's the sheet of the Devar Chaim. Ramosha writes in his tshuva, he doesn't know where he got 30 days, where was there a shiur of 30 days. But I heard from the Rosh Kol by us that what they're going to do is to tell the woman, she's going to the mikvah, they tell her, look, you need 30 days, we're canceling your dentist appointment. That's going to stay in until we can schedule it after 30 days. Then after she goes to the mikvah, then they tell her, we didn't really cancel it. You know, as long as when she went, she thought it's going to be there for 30 days, So it works, because it's not a chatzitza. You can't do it twice. I understand. Only works once. Second time you have to tell her that this time you can't do it. It doesn't work twice in a row. So this time it's for real. And then you have to, she goes to the mikvah, you can tell her that. Okay, anyway, this is the shach is easy. The Taz here has a number of mind-boggling comments regarding marriage. The beginning of the Taz is identical to the Shach. He says in the beginning, he doesn't use the Lashon HaSukkah by Sinyan, but he says the same concept. I'd like to start the narrow lines next to the last narrow line, Nimtso Lemeidin, Nimchaser Achas. In yours, it's about the fifth or sixth line. Nimtso Lemeidin, Nimchaser Achad Mehanach Tarati, Dainu, Loi Nitchu Bibir, Rak Mitzat Silikanu Danya. Let's say it wasn't pushed off. They're just fighting over the Nadin. The Chosin's saying, I'm not going, the Nadin's not big enough. Mitzat Silikanu Danya Loi Yeshu. And they figure just needs a little more negotiating. They'll be tomorrow. Listen to this. Chosin says, the Chosin said, there's not enough money, there's not enough Nadin, I'm not doing this. They want to give them a bezdin to force them to get married, it sounds like. Ubipshar, or to make a pshara. Liptoisai, Ashen Ispat Alehem. And he gives in. So they're arguing over something to do with the wedding. And he said, nothing doing. And the Kala's side is pursuing him.
Nothing doing.
Even it takes a day or two. Loi mikvi zed chias nesuin. Listen to this. It's not called pushing off the wedding. The Kala died to say meches tomid. Boy says, "Machi is pata achosam bekach." The Kala is thinking, you know, we'll just negotiate; it'll happen. Listen to this: the tamed afis as shayach chimut chadash, because she yetsi asafik meliba. If you're going to say that it's a new chimud when she stops asafik, v'nasa vaday, her gambi yoyman nesuin atzmai zimnin harbe. On the day of the wedding, many times, hachosam ma'akeish va'ime beferish ala yirtzeli se'ena. Many times on the day of the wedding, yeah, this chassid says, "I don't want to do this." Ad la'achar eiz ashay shenach to shalom b'neiyah. Until a few hours later, yeah. Chi tistara chakal aleishu shivin nekiyim echadash zalei nishma v'loi nira adarab ma'isa b'chol yoyim. Mind-boggling. She'em mashkichim b'zeh. V'mkayim ali yoyse yoyim ali yinish ha'katot yoyim ha'yimayim. What's the difference? They fight that day. They fight 2-3 days. Ain't as a kalim is talekes samcha daitesh you and the suin achash.
The prelude to marriage.
An incredible taz. Incredible taz. Ma'aseh b'chol yoyim. Now what? It's one thing they say ma'aseh b'chol yoyim. He gets nervous. He says, "I can't do this." All right, but he says he's fighting over the not ma'aseh b'chol yoyim. I think percentage wise of money there was more. Seems some Chazal says, you know, Chazal, okay, you know, Terech Pesudam Afsida, the Gemara Ksubas says. So it wasn't like today. Maybe it wasn't this long preparation, but it was percentage wise or.
The money was the yeah, the Chasim and Kala, but there was no preparation in terms of the wedding. The wedding was not Friday, so
that's because it was a very expensive for them, and therefore they wanted to save the money. Okay. At any rate, this is what he says. So he's saying that even though the chassid said beferish, I'm not doing this. Nevertheless, now what handling? Yeah. But the handling is part of it, but the day of the wedding saying, I'm not doing this? Yeah, it is. Okay. Now, I'd like to contrast this Taz. I have a little problem with the Taz. The Taz is saying, now listen to this. And here I mean in the Lomdis, not the joke Shavite. The Lomdus is, the Taz is saying, that the Chassan said, I'm not getting married because I'm not happy with the arrangements. And the Kala, her side, is pursuing him. So we say, some Chadaita.
Now, because
the Maizim
B'chayam,
yeah. All right. Okay. Venera, now, I'd like to jump down. He has another case. This case is known as the Chuvas Masas Binyamin. Venera Li Oid. I'm sorry, this is now the second very wide line. Venera Li Oid.
The
long. That was after a wedding. Now we're talking pre-cell phone days. This is prehistoric. They make up a wedding day, and the chassan doesn't show up. They don't know where he is. Where is he? They don't have any fights. Must be delayed on the road. Nearly eyed. Im loy ba hachassan liyam amugbol. He didn't come. Wasn't angry. Wasn't upset. Something happened. He was delayed on the road. Now, he didn't send a shliach beforehand. That would have made things better. But he sent a shliach. The next day, the shliach comes to the kala. And he excused himself. Why is not there yesterday or today? And he says, I'll be there another day, you know, I'll get there. Had a flat tire, or my wagon got stuck in the mud. I forgot, it was in a Shver Sugya, the Gemara. So Hakala, a Shver Sugya, Hakala Tzricha, L'Shiva Nekiyim Echadosh. So the Kala needs a new Shiva Nekiyim, why? Kivan Shaloi Bali, Yayma Mugval, Vadei Mesupekes Pidaita, Dechol Adrochim Mecheska Sakana. He doesn't say she's misupik, maybe he doesn't want to get married. She's confident that they want to get married. Maybe he was killed. Maybe he was hurt in a way he can't come at all. Masas Miyamim says you don't need the Mema Omer Machmas Oinis Nesakiv. Kshiavar Oinis Yavai. Venira Beinai Kosafti. Vade Hidegas Asakana Shaloi. I shayna chafetz by he had that. I came to Babi and Chasanasai. Shemavachar came chimud chadash. So this to me is surprising. The same Taz who says that when he says I don't want to get married today, it gets pushed off. She's confident that the chasan will end up happening. The same Taz says if he gets delayed in the road, she's so worried he's going to die on the road that she needs a new thing. So you take Ma'aseh B'Chayim quite literally, that Ma'aseh B'Chayim, you know, we live with it. And getting killed on the road was not Ma'aseh B'Chayim. No, it's Fakat, so getting delayed on the road was also Ma'aseh B'Chayim. You don't get killed. He also has Sheikh Chafetz Bo, which maybe is more. If he's dead, they can't talk to him. Yeah. Sheikh Chafetz Bo, maybe he doesn't show up. It's true, if he's so ain't a chavis, but he doesn't want to come, that makes it more difficult. Okay. I'm asking a cash, I'm just contrasting the two parts of the Taz. Now, the Masas Binyamin himself is brought in Shach Zayin. The Chuvas Masas Binyamin is going under Ramah. Right, the Ramah said, even though you do bedikas, it doesn't matter. Shuv dasa binyam simin beis herak lachle kazeh svirolei shach zayin. Svir hadein tzar laz of alay shep zayin nikiyim. El kisholay bot ka'atzma. Masa binyam is very mekel. He says in all cases, shach zayin, he says in all cases, if you do bedikah every day, you're okay. That's what he says. Now here I have to point out the problem with the Masas Binyamin. I told you when we started today, the Mechaber Shita is the Dam Chimud for which Bedika doesn't help. Sif Aleph and the Mechaber Sif Beis. The Ramah had, from Rishayim, a second type of Dam Chimud which needs a daily Bedika. The Mechaber never heard of that. The Mechaber doesn't hold of that. Mechaber holds Dam Chimud, Bedika doesn't help. That's why in this Mechaber, where it's a Dam Chimud of a rescheduled wedding, We say nunu nu shiv nekiyim. If you do bedika every day, you can't say, oh, she didn't have dam chimut. Because the mechaber sheet is also the same. Mechaber and Sif Aleph said that the chashash dam chimut is stronger than the proof of a bedika. So the Ramah and Svara is right. Ramah is saying bedikas don't help. We can't say push off a wedding, just do a bedika every day. Masis Binyamin disagrees in Lamdis. Masis Binyamin says just do a bedika every day and you don't have to go to the mikveh again. Veitzarich, again, saying it inside, Shah Zayin. Veitzar laz of Elisha Zayin, the Kim El Shleibot Ka'atzma, Umasik Lubasif. Mekom Malkim Yeshlahach Mikke Divrei Marik Varav. He says, look, Masis Binyamin says, I can't argue la halacha with the Ramah and the Marik, Umekom Malkim. Bekala Shalav Shalavanim. There's a wedding scheduled Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Shagir Rosh Chodesh Nissan loy ba, Chassan didn't show up. Ulamach Rasai bought Tzir Meach Chassan. The next day came, I'm not sure what Tzir is, it's a telegram in the what? A message. Tzir is a message. Meach Chassan. This Yalid lay unsabederech, miyad yave biyame yamayim. Also, Achupa beze goyim amach Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Etc. So here we have the Shach is masking for that. So we have a Machlaik Shach and Taz. The Taz said if he doesn't show up, she's afraid of, and if she's notified earlier, it's okay. But if he just doesn't show up, she finds out later that he's delayed. His flight was delayed, and she didn't know about it. So the Taz says that we're afraid. It's Yadlo Unsa Vederech, and she needs a new Shivanakim. On that, the Shach says that I disagree. He says I passgate the Masas Binyamin because there's also the Kudas Hakesef on the Taz. He tells you he disagrees with the Taz. And he holds that if he's delayed on the road, that you do not need a new shiv nekiyim. However, the Masas Binyamin says, if it's more than a 7-day delay, then this kula doesn't apply. Up to 7 days delay, we still consider it the first. Now, why exactly up to a 7-day delay to the wedding? The notification is, I'll be here within the 7 days of the original wedding, it's good. More than 7, not. The Kresi Uplesi has very stark lashon about this. Says, what's 7 days? If there's Dam Chimud, what's the difference 1 day or 7 days? There's no Dam Chimud, what's the difference 7 days or 8 days? There's Matmiya on it. But be that as it may, this is the Masas Binyamin. Now here, I'd like to add something. We learned today, first of all, the three rules of the Mechaber, which are easy. Now the two cases of the Taz, where they sort of canceled the wedding, And then made up. So, and the case where you're delayed on the road, you say she's afraid he died, or he's so badly injured he can't get married. I would think it's safe to say that Bizman Hazeh, it's the Schalfa Hadvarim. Bizman Hazeh, it's not common on the day of the wedding for a man to walk away and for the Kalasai to run after him and to end up doing the wedding. It's not a common thing that he should say with certainty he's not coming. So it's a little difficult to paskin this way, that there's no dam chimur in such a case. There may not be chimur in the first place. She's probably scared stiff on the whole thing. But to say that Taz is heter, that's maisim b'chol yayim, you know, Baruch Hashem is not maisim b'chol yayim, such a thing. On the other hand, a person delayed travel reasons. Truth is, today we have communication, so the technology is such that maybe it's true, Bizman Hazeh. If he doesn't show up and, you know, there's no message, it's taka very hard to, for today also, it seems he's not going to end up coming. It's not common to die on the road, unless it's, you know, if a plane crashes, it's a headline on the news. But if he just totally doesn't show up, there's something wrong.
He has cellular phone. He doesn't call us worse than before.
Yeah, in a way, it's worse. Why didn't he let him? You're right. You're right. Unless, I don't know.
Don't worry.
Okay. So, alright, so these are basically the five cases that we have. The five cases are cases where, again, it's delayed, it's cancelled, then you zecha nishav nikiyam. It's postponed, and they immediately set a new date. You don't need shiva nikiyam. It's postponed, and they don't set a new date yet. We paskin, you need a new shiva nikiyam no matter what. And then you have the two cases at a time. These are the five cases. Yeah, I would assume if the Kallah knows nothing about it, the Kallah knows nothing about it, so this all depends on what the Kallah knows.
That's when the minute came, the minute speak to each other the week before the Pascha.
Maybe, maybe, that's where the Kallah came. It's instituted by the caterers.
She does the deek every day.
What? If it's more than 96 hours that we said, then she needs a deek every day because of the Ramah. Yeah, but even there, b'di'eved, if she doesn't do it, it's not ma'akim. Yeah, la halacha, there are issues whether a woman who's taking a oral contraceptive, which oral contraceptives, the first month they're taken, don't always work, in the fact that there is bleeding. But typically, by the second cycle, they work. Lamaisa, I think the opinion of most Paiskim is that even if she's taking oral contraceptive, all the halachas stay the same. The issue is of whether it's Dam Chimur or even Dam Nida being Baidik Lam and Lamed Aleph. My understanding is they stay the same. Even Bizman Chazal, there were certain things that were Kofza, there were certain things that were known to bring on Dam. And unless the Isha's Kavua to Ashinei Aveset, the halachas remain the said halachas. So I don't believe that there's any difference. She's taking the pill or not? Maybe find the Maramachim differently. You know. All right. Now the Pisrei Tshuva. Just quickly, because I want to get to the next sif. The Pisrei Tshuva here. First of all, he brings a Bach. I stress the Shach says that you have to reschedule it. Asuka ba'isei inyan, ba'isei ma'imit. And that's probably the way we paskin. The Tshuva Sabach, in the second and third line, says, HaKol b'yoyim echad. It's enough if they postpone it and reset it the same day. Doesn't have to be Asuka ba'isei inyan. So Tshuva Sabach, typically we would pass like the Shach in such a case. So, right, if it would come up, it would come up. Chavis Das, which he quotes, he says only if you don't cancel it so far that wedding preparations have to start again. If a wedding, a snowstorm, whatever it is cancelled to such a degree that the preparations begin again, then you always need Shiva Nikim. It's like a new wedding. Now, which preparations? He's talking about preparing the beer for the wedding. So we don't have much beer in a wedding, and we go out and buy it. Nobody prepares it. As far as the chicken for the wedding or the steaks, so if you cancel 2 days, nobody wants 2-day-old chicken anyway. So it's a little hard to know what it means, preparations for the wedding, in our day and age. I'm not sure. You know, maybe the guide would be if they send out new invitations, or I'm not sure today what it would entail. But the Chavis Das puts a cap on a wedding postponement, and Dam Chimud. His lashon is they have to do the preparations again. That's sort of his cap. Kavol is man rochik. Boyfin shetzrichin lemir mishikra beistana mechadash. In a way that you have to get the beer ready for the wedding anew. By the shetzrichalei shivin nekiyim mechadash, you need a new shivin nekiyim. So I'm not sure how far that is. Not common. A wedding is pushed off for a shiva sometimes. Le'olein was 7 days, or it's pushed off. That's the Gemara's case. Pushed off for a storm. Usually, it's not pushed off such a long period of time. Okay, Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet is even more negeya than the previous Sifim. Ovar v'kansa tais manza. They made the wedding. They made a mistake, and the Masad Kedushin says, "What'd you do? You know, she might have gone to the mikveh, but after that, it was dam chimud. So you're also to each other. So they got married." V'chein chosin shepirsa kalosei nida kaidim shavalel. The same thing if the kala is pirsa nida before the prefers bia. Now the same thing is true if it's a chuppis nida. But remember the mechaber passing like the Rambam. The Rambam shita is that a wedding needs a yichud haroi labia, which means that the mechaber holds not to make a chuppis nida. Nebuchadnezzar, in Simcha Machalef, the Ramah says that when I'm Akbid, you can make a chuppah snida, because we paskin the ikka chuppah is the canopy. So you, it doesn't have to have roi labia. But we do a yichud room to be machmir like the Rambam. But the Mechaber held, don't do a chuppah snida. So his example is, chosin shapirsa kalasay nida kaidu shabalah. But it's the same thing if it's a chuppah snida, it would be the same din. So the halachi is, lo yisiachin ima, now, until it became common practice for a kala to take the pill, I think today it is pretty common practice that the kala takes the pill to regulate her flow so that it's not a chuppis nida. Years ago, it was not, well, before the pill, certainly, pre the 60s, there were many weddings with chuppis nida. And even when I got married in the late 70s and the 80s, most people did not take a contraceptive. You planned a wedding date. As part of being a kala teacher was to help someone plan a wedding date. And you have to remember, if you just pick a date blindly, it's 50-50 that you get it right anyway. So you do it with a little wisdom, it's overwhelming that it'll be good. But it happened. It happened, the achuppis nida. It happens today too. It happens for one reason or another that it ends up being a achuppis nida. The wedding itself is basically the same. And there's nothing different, except the chassid can't hand the kala haksuba. So usually we tell the Masada Kedusha, and he just takes it and gives it to the kala. Kala doesn't know, it's the first time she's doing this. She doesn't know that it's a change. So it's not embarrassing. No one realizes. The ring is put on normally. The only thing is the yichud.
How can you put on the ring?
Because you're allowed to hand things to a girl when she's not married to you, even if she's a nida. So she's not married till you let go of the ring. So you're allowed to put the ring on a finger. So really, at the wedding itself, it's not a big difference. Chassidim, who have a mitzvah tans, naturally, it's a much bigger deal. Chassidim very often don't set the wedding date. Also, Chassidim generally are less prone to using the pill. And therefore, very often they set the wedding date only a few weeks before the wedding. So they hold hands when they walk down. It'd be very embarrassing if it's a chuppas nida. Now, be that as it may, what's the din if it is a chuppas nida with yichud? So there are two problems. One problem is the yichud room, and one problem is until she goes to the mikveh. It takes 3-4 days. It could take 7 days, 10 days. What is the din of yichud? So let's learn what it says, and we'll talk. The Gemara in Subis, you may remember from Dav Dalet, says kol oisan hayomim hu yoshein bein hanoshim v'yishena bein hanoshim. All those days, it was pushed off for Avelus, all those days, the Osir Yichud, he sleeps among the men, it sounds like he goes back to the dorm, and she goes back, to BJJ, and they get married. So what does that mean in Halacha? Now, the language of the Gemara is not so clear, and the Rishonim have a tremendous disagreement, and the two primary points of disagreement are this. A, what's the din by day? Gemara says, "Kol Yisrael Yamim." When they go to sleep, no yichud. So some rishayim hold by day, they're not also be yichud. That's one machlok. Others hold, what do you mean? It's a yichud. It's a yichud. The second machlok is how many shomrim do you need? It says he is with anoshim, two men. She's with noshim, two women. So does that mean he needs two shomrim? She needs two shomrim. Does it mean you need two shomrim? Either him with two men or her with two women. The question is what exactly it means. So let's see the Ramah and we'll see the Maisa. Well, typically at night, you always need an extra shomer. Whatever dine shomer are, let's say the halachi is that it's mutter for two men and one woman, there's no isayichah. By night, you need three men and one woman. Because when people are sleeping, you need an extra level of mirtis at night. So let's see what the Ramah says. The Ramah says the Shitas, and then he paskins. So Yeshayimim Mahisatay Rekshin Yisavalai Baalau. But there's a sheet that if she was tar, he wasn't violar. First sheet to hold, if he controlled himself one day, so you don't need shmir. V'amach betovel of bracha. V'eilech halek b'zeb b'chol la'alman, psula la'almana. Doesn't matter if she had a prior marriage. Yeshayim v'shasur li'achini be'biya and kamay b'layla. Some say this yichur is day and night. V'etzarech li'ashtei shmiris. Rak hu bein ha'anashim, oi hi bein ha'anashim. The Rosh says it means either or. Either he gets two men or she gets two women. V'im einam yishayna b'cheder echad, etzich ha'shim ha'klau. They're not sleeping in one room. That doesn't mean in their own apartment, two rooms. It means there's a Rishos HaRabim bein ha'yem. If they take two rooms in a hotel, let us say. V'yayshayimrim, the belayla tzara shtei shmiris, u'biyay mutter l'syachay. The Ravid says day is mutter. How do we paskin? Haminig likach kot neitzel chosin viktana eitzel kala. By night we have two kot neitzel. So by night you need two shaymerim. V'misiachtem b'yayim ela kot neitzel. And by day one shaymer. This is the way we paskin. So therefore the yichud room, which is by day. Now it might be after sunset, but it's by day in the sense it's not the time that people are going to bed. So in the yichud room it's enough one shaymer. What some people do is they put a child in the yichud room, and they rely on that. Rapam told me we could do is tell the Edim that as soon as the dancers walk away, they should open the door a few inches. If tell Chasan Kala that you're going to open the door, so there's a constant mirtis that somebody's going to open the door. At night, you need two shaymim. You need a shaymim for him, a shaymim for her. So what are the practical options? Now it would seem to take two hotel rooms would be, especially if they don't want the parents to know for whatever reason, people are embarrassed, taking two hotel rooms. Ramesha was against it. In Toyer Vayra, I think Ramesha held that two different hotels, I don't think you'd have objections, but two hotels near each other, it's just, like Ena Petrupas Larayas, he was not for it. The best arrangement, if people are comfortable with it, is to go to a home where people live, and take a bedroom in the home and leave the door open at night. And there's a couple living in the house, there's two shaymerim, and that's the best arrangement. Sometimes the kala usually is not happy to go to her in-laws in such circumstances, not comfortable. I've had already in my house downstairs on a number of occasions, chas and kala, who stay by us until it was okay for 2 days, 3 days, and they stayed, gave him a bedroom, they left the door open, and people walk by at any time, and that's adequate. So this is the typical type of arrangement to do for yichud. So it's an interesting nida in what happens afterwards. So Svardim, those who go to Rambam Shita, no question. After she goes to the mikveh, they have to do a yichud. Now every husband and wife have yichud, but they would l'chayra need a yichud with witnesses. But even l'didan, like the Rambam, we have eidei yichud. So it would seem that the right thing is to do eidei yichud. L'maisa, there's the following issue. It's a sort of a heavy lamdish issue. I'll try to explain it as best I can. There's a concept of Eidus Kiyume and Eidus Levrure. Now this is in lamdish a very common phrase. You should know it. Eidus Levrure means Eidus for proof. If I lend you money, why do I call witnesses? I should have proof I lent you money. If I lend you money, there are no witnesses. You owe me the money. If there are witnesses, you owe me the money exactly the same. It's Eidus Levrure. They just only prove it. Eidus Lekiyume is a concept unique to Gittin, the Kedushin, Chalitza, and Yibum. Eidus Lekiyume means there are certain cases where you do something. If there are no witnesses, it's not Chal. If a man goes over to a woman and says, Hari Amakudeshusli, he means it, she means it, he gives us something, there's no one in the room, they're not married. No suffik, no shaila. Eidus l'kiyume means if there are no eidim, it's not chal. It's not kayim. Gittin kedushin, yimu chalitza. Without eidus, it's just totally not chal. There's no chalois. Now, the question is, what about chuppah? Does chuppah need eidus l'kiyume? In Shas, there's no mocker for it. Or Sameach brings a machlokes the brises. He brings from obscure brises a question if it needs eidus l'kiyume. Why not? So here there's a Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua is dealt with by Arichus. Tzais deals with this issue, and the Stipler has a piece on it in Kedushin. So why do you need eidus l'kiyume? What's the idea? So listen to the Pnei Yeshua's lomdis. Tzais has a different lomdis. Pnei Yeshua, there's a big kasha here. Where do you know you need to aid him by getting? We learn out dover dover mamamin for money. Money, you don't need eidus l'kiyume. Why here? When does it come that he need eidus l'kiyume? So Pnei Yeshua says the following hesber. He says it's a svara. When a person gives a get or a kedushin, it affects the whole world more than the two of them in the eyes of halacha. In other words, in practical terms, it affects the two of them. They're married. But the main effect it has is on the rest of the world. This woman went from a pnuya to neshes ish. Is this a misa? Someone's bayalar. Or by getting a fakarit, she becomes mutala alma. It can't be that you can have getting a kedushin without a way for the world to know. So they have to be eidim, so the Welt should know that something happened, that there was a hishtanus. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Yisayin in a nutshell. The Stipler says it comes from a pasuk. Comes from a pasuk that Dover HaKairis Bein Oile Bein Na. We say Christus has to be Dover HaKairis. It has to be something that cuts them totally. If there are no witnesses, it doesn't cut them totally. Because Bezdin without witnesses will pass and she's an Eishas Ish. So at any rate, this is the idea of Eidus L'Kiyume. According to the Pnei Yeshua's Svara, you need eidus l'kiyume. Why? Because you're making a difference to the world. She's becoming an eishes ish. By kedushin, you're making her an eishes ish. By chuppah, what does chuppah do? Chuppah makes chiyuvei shekses va'ayna, chiyuvei ksuba, tashmish zelazeh. To the veld, chuppah doesn't change anything. The same get for kedushin, same get for eris. And therefore, the minhag ha'olam is not after a mikveh night to call eidei yichud to make a yichud when they make the yichud. At least for Ashkenaz, I don't know what the minhag is by the Sfaradim. It's not. The
misa is different.
So what?
Besides that, the misa is different.
What's the difference?
Okay.
In fact, the misa is different. Okay, maybe that's the tam ha'cholkim. I don't know. But at any rate, Rapam said, if they ask for it, do it for them. Don't ask for them, let them be semech on the mekilim. There's also a nafkamina if somebody had a yichud and realizes later they ate them up sulim. Sometimes by the yichud room, by kedushin, they have big plans who would eat a kedushin. Very often by the yichud room, they just pull in two people to be a de yichud. You can realize they're up sulim. So by kedushin, it might matter. By chuppah, it doesn't matter because you really don't need a dislik human. All right, so at any rate, this is the idea. Now, what?
How does a katan serve as a shomer?
A katan is a shomer. Has to be an age. A katan has to be a shomer at the age that he talks about what he sees. So it has to be over a certain age, 4, 5, 6. Has to be an age where if he sees something, he talks. So we say they're afraid to do things. It's an interesting tumul. It's really here the shach and trumas and the teres hashlamim. About the age of the Shomer. There's a strange Shach Yudalid. Shach Yudalid says, how old is Shomer? So he says, Ksavti b'shem abach, Tzoli sheyoidim tam bia, sheymoisim atzal labia. The Shach is saying, and the Chochmas Sadam brings it, the Shach is saying, the cotton has to be under 9 years old. Why? Because he's saying, take a look in Dine Yichud, if it's a boy who he himself is 9 years old, he would have anah from a bia, so he himself needs a shmirah. So the Shach holds, and Chavos Ad Paskas is this way, that the Shomer can't be over a boy over 9 years old, because if he's Meiser Asmei Labia, has to be a Meiser Asmei Labia. But if it's a certain age, it's no good. So the Church Shomer says he doesn't understand. It's true, if you want a Shomer, if two people are Sabi Chodia, but if these two people are husband and wife, they're Shomer for each other. Klapi someone else, the husband's a Shomer for the wife, and wife's a Shomer for the husband. So it's very hard. Chazinish writes, even though it's Machloikis, Shachach Chachmas Adam against the Teres HaShlamim, we pass the Teres HaShlamim because he has a Taina. It's also hard, the Lashon and Shach is not so clear. So, all right. But the Shomer helps, that's why the Shomer. It'd be the same type of an idea. I don't know exactly what age.
He would be three. So what do you say?
I don't know what you're going to do. But anyway, like I said, Allah is like the Teres HaShlamim, I believe. Just to finish the Simon Sefei, Mazig Rushasai Tzricha Leisha Shivanikiyim. What's the Chiddush? Mazig Rushasai Leisha Shivanikiyim. He's not so excited. Not so excited about. So. Okay, either one is less exciting. Okay, I left out, there's a Maisa at the end of the last Taz, Maisa Balmonachas, so it's always good to leave a Maisa for next week. So we'll start with the Maisa.